This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Well, that was a nice little blast from the past.
I hope you guys enjoyed it. Highlights, Zach Cobb's Justin impression will go down as one of the funniest things that ever happened on this show. I legit almost passed out and fell out of the chair. I was laughing so hard. It was one of the funniest things. Making John poof in or away as a cloud of smoke and then poof back in the next episode as a cloud of smoke is one of our better ideas. I hope you guys enjoyed that. We enjoyed making all those memories for you.
Yes,
we certainly have.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys being here for
and laughing along with us because
yes,
we're a bunch of idiots.
Yes, we are.
Man, yeah. The Bengals go wide receiver.
Yes,
and they don't take Franklin.
They took Jermaine Burton. Wow.
So now what's going? Like, what's the? I mean, what did Brian Bosarge know that nobody else knew?
You know, I'd have to go back, honestly, and replay my conversation with him because we talked about so many prospects. I can't remember precisely what he was saying about Franklin.
I think he touched on his, like, the actual low weight.
The low weight, yeah.
Because even at a 185, this for his size, it's pretty slight. Mm-hmm. And you think a guy playing press cover against press coverage, that's going to be a little rough, right?
And I think it might, I mean, I know.
Now he's only
taking a piss again. Anyway,
he's only 21. Like he should be able to put some muscle on his frame, like with the right training staff. So
it's funny. I thought you were talking about Derek. I thought you were going to say he's 21. He should be able to hold his piss a little.
Hold it, damn it, man! Come on.
Troy Franklin's comp is Christian Watson. Says long, smooth strides allow him to consistently threaten vertically. Loaded pre-snap stance with no false steps, which allow him to quickly get to top speed. Consistent hand catcher extends his long arms for catches rather than let the ball get into his body. Really nice footwork that shows up in releases and the ability to make players miss after the catch. Limited route tree, basically just ran vertical routes, but they say that's likely not due to lack of ability, more just Oregon scheme. And general strength can be a concern, but it does not affect his willingness to go up strong for catches or to get his nose into blocks.
So one thing that I heard that you said, and I listen to Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks all the time. They are said on receivers, if they don't have a good route tree in college and they have stiff hips, pass. He goes, it's too much of an upward. You can't teach the last one. And the other one is just it takes them forever to grasp it. So they just did something really well, a couple routes, a couple times in a game, and they're not going to learn anymore. But, I mean, maybe he's going to be the difference. I don't know.
I mean, at this point.
So who's talking shit?
What?
Huh? Who's talking shit? I heard somebody talking shit.
No, they thought I was talking shit about you.
Nobody on this show has ever talked any shit about you.
About shit about anybody else either, no.
So we're all the way too respectful.
I would say here, yes, Troy Franklin is obviously in consideration. I would still have Roman Wilson in consideration. I think the dude's a freaking dog. Jatavion Sanders and honestly, TJ Tampa at corner. There's a lot of good players still on the board. I really like how this is working out for us.
Seattle's picks in, so we're three picks out.
Nice.
Okay. Well, although
I'm pumped to see two picks, man.
People are talking shit about my Russell Wilt trade. First of all, that was a hot take.
That was 4 years ago, guys.
4 years ago. You have to remember Russell Wilson was like top 5 quarterback in the game.
That was before like the thumb injury and everything, and he was still like, yeah, top level Russ.
Yes,
he was cooking.
And it was a hot take episode. Let's focus more on about how I was early and right about the Detroit Lions. And I got trashed online for it. And I was right. And I will never let anybody forget about it.
You were spot on. Yeah, you were spot on about
that. I got the entire division right.
That was the year that the Lions were like fringe. They weren't good yet. And it was kind of like, that was a hot take at the time, but you were spot on.
Yeah, I was. And the Lions played the Packers last game of the year. And if the Lions won, they were going to finish ahead of the division, have more ahead of the Packers. I've never been more invested in a football game that wasn't a Browns football game in my life. I watched that from start to finish. I was the biggest Detroit fan that night.
That's the last thing I'll say, kissing your ass, just so you know.
I appreciate it.
So what's the chat saying? Who's the chat want?
Some people are saying they think O-line. Andrew Jackson says Franklin is trash, but he doesn't like anybody from the Pac-12.
Dude, but I will say there is something to the fact that he's fallen this far, being mocked by a lot of people much earlier than this. This is just kind of wild to me that he's still there.
Oof. Yeah, I'm kind of worried.
Justin's got a pick. What you got, bud?
Okay. Cardinals pick is in.
I don't have it yet.
I guess we can do Seattle's too. Seattle took guard Christian Haynes.
Yep, there goes Haynes. Okay.
Cardinals take Illinois tight end.
Eric Hall?
No.
You said Ryman? Illinois. I'm sorry. Yes. Tip Ryman, really?
Wow. That's a high projected. But that guy, what is he, 6'7", 271? Like, he's
a kid.
Incredibly big for that position.
With Trey McBride and Marvin Harrison Jr.
Ooh, okay.
So there's some.
And Trey Benson. Benson.
Yeah. Some weapons.
Arizona, look out.
That's a curious pick.
Yeah. That is a curious pick. That's a good way to put it.
He was ranked 202 overall.
Yeah, like
we were getting him late in mocks. Yeah,
I was mocking him in the sixth round.
Yeah, that's kind of.
I'm shocked, but I mean, you can't teach what he has, right? So you take that piece of clay and hold her up, man.
It also pushes more guys to us.
Yeah, well, you got Rams on the clock. There's no way they're going receiver. So you got Steelers.
Steelers probably will.
Steelers and us. So one of the two is going to be available.
That's crazy.
You mean like crazy. Are you going between Roman and Troy, or are you going back to Roman, Troy and Jatavion when you said the two?
I'm saying between Roman and Franklin. Oh, okay, gotcha. So I just read through this stuff about Franklin. PFF doesn't have a write-up on Wilson, but it does say if this was a different receiver class, Wilson would be much higher on these rankings. He not only brings NFL level speed, but also NFL level determination at the catch point and as a blocker. His tape shows a player coaches would love to have. Honestly, I could see the Browns leaning this guy because of the run blocking.
100%.
And that kind of thing. So I'd be happy with either one of these guys. I'd be happy with Jatavion Sanders. We already went defense this draft. Let's go offense.
How funny would it be if the Cleveland Browns walk away with their first two picks being an Ohio State Buckeye and a Michigan Wolverine?
Yeah. We're all Browns at that point, baby. So yep. Let's just get it together and go.
Yeah.
So really quick, wasn't JOK slotted to go first round?
He was top 10 pick, right?
I don't know if
it was his heart condition that bumped him down.
Yeah.
I thought he was projected super high, but then people kind of were like, well, is he really big enough to be a linebacker, or is he more of like a safety? Could he be a safety, like that hybrid player?
Yeah.
And then it just kind of worked out for us.
I know when we got Newsom and that pick was up to get Newsom, I was just JOK the whole way. I was like, get him. And we got Newsom. I was okay with that pick. And then he started to fall. I'm like, okay, let's get him now. And we got
slid.
Him. Yeah.
I think the fact that we went and got JOK made me even more happy with the Newsom pick in retrospect. If you watched that video, we were all very down on Newsom.
I remember that.
It's funny now because I think we're all pretty big Newsom fans now. Yeah. But we were so jacked up wanting a wide receiver in that pick. And then we didn't take him. And it was like a little bit of a letdown. But getting JOK, it was like, oh, man, this has turned out to be a pretty – good draft.
That was our first draft. We were super tired.
Ugh,
we had a couple adult beverages during
that. That's a good.
That's a good pick.
Rams took Blake Corum.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Oh well. Interesting. Sorry, Kyren Williams.
I don't want to hype myself up.
Sorry, too much, Gage.
For the record, I did call Greg Newsom pick, and it is on the record.
I think I remember that. He's turned. I think I know he got torched a little bit, especially in the playoff game, and at times. But man, I think Greg Newsom. I think he's kind of key for the defense. Like some people don't like his antics. I think the defense needs that. And yeah, they play with a chip on their shoulder. And I think he's like a big part of that. I think Greg Newsom's great for the defense.
Shadowed. I think that's the biggest thing with Greg Newsom is not that he's not good, but when you have Denzel Ward and Martin Emerson next to you, it's hard to really set yourself apart.
And Martin, I mean, no, we all liked Martin Emerson, but did we think he was going to be like this good? He's really freaking good.
I kind of said, yeah, I think he's going to be good. And everybody dogged the shit out of me. And then I was like, I remember saying, look at his numbers in college. He was going against elite level SEC players. And people were like, he's trash.
I'm you
like,
did call it.
Okay, guys. All right, let's see. And then he immediately emerged.
You did everything you heard about him, too, was that they didn't play him in the correct position, in the right scheme when he was in college. So Steelers on the clock. Let's see who these fucks take.
So Blake Corum going ahead of some other running backs that the people I've been listening to have ranked reasonably higher than him, like Jalen Wright, Marshawn Lloyd, Braylon Allen. This is the thing with the running back class. We definitely didn't need to take one in the second round. There's going to be a lot of playable running backs if the Browns feel like they need one.
Here's the thing. I don't know if the Browns need one. I don't think they think they need one. Yeah, I think they like Jerome Ford. I think they obviously like Foreman, Nick Chubb. You're not going to keep four or five running backs. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
I haven't been going out of my way to mock any running backs to the Browns recently. Just
the only time I did is if I got Benson
early.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot of UDFA guys.
I just want to throw this out there. Next year's running back class is going to be insane. You have Donovan Edwards from Michigan. You have Ollie Gordon from Oklahoma State. You have both Ohio State running backs, Quinshon Judkins, Trevion Henderson. So running backs next year are going to be pretty damn good. So I don't think the Browns need to go running back.
I noticed for running back, though, they did bring in a lot of guys through virtual in the last like week or so, but they're guys that we were just saying they're going to be unrestricted or undrafted free agents.
This episode is presented by Omaha Steaks. Browns fans, I don't know where you're at. It may or may not feel like it, but it is spring, and the Omaha Steaks spring sale is here, and it is the perfect time to get fired up for all your springtime grilling. 50% off site wide. These are the sales that I love to take advantage of because it's the perfect time to grab everything from Omaha Steaks at half the price. And when you use promo code DOGS, DAWGS, when you check out, you get an additional $30 off your order. It's a deal that you just can't pass up. So head over to omahasteaks.com/dogs right now. Order the perfectly aged tender steaks, ocean fresh seafood, juicy burgers, incredible air chilled chicken, and all their delicious desserts, ready to eat meals, all this stuff. They've got appetizers and stuff too, guys. Chicken wings and mozz sticks and everything you could possibly want to stock up for a fantastic spring grilling season. 50% off site wide, omahasteaks.com/dogs. Use promo code DOGS, DAWGS, when you check out for $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. Before we move on, Ohio, Bet365 is offering new users $150 in bonus bets this month. To receive your bonus bets, all you have to do is sign up for Bet365 using our link, make a first deposit of $10, and place a $5 wager on any game. Once that first $5 bet settles, you will receive $150 in bonus bets, even if you lose the bet. To be eligible for this sign-up bonus, you must sign up through our link down in the description. So if you haven't yet signed up for Bet365, click our link in the description and place that first bet. This offer is only available for new customers who are 21 and older and physically present in Ohio. Please gamble responsibly. If you or a loved one has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Check the episode description for the full terms to see if you can qualify.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But yeah, so I know that like fantasy football talk real quick.
Surely.
Kyren Williams. I've heard some people, some fantasy football analysts have him ranked like top five, maybe even top three running backs, like early draft rankings for, you know, next season. This changes all of that.
Well, look at the workload that he had last year. He literally was like a 95, like he didn't take any snaps off. He was in every down running back. I think that's why you saw so much upside. You know, you saw guys actually going after him. And then, like, for me, I traded off of him because I'm like, eventually this guy's going to fall apart. You know, you're playing every down. That's just, it's just not feasible.
And he's not a big guy, and he was a late round pick.
He's a stud. He was a stud, though.
He,
I mean, he won some guys' leagues, for real.
Well, sure he did.
Easily. But I do think, I mean, that's a nice combo now. Like, I don't see Williams being an 100% snap type guy heading into next year.
I was going to say Roman Wilson is the type of receiver that would go to the Steelers and then just piss us off forever.
Yep.
Here we go.
He's a Steeler.
That sucks. That hurts. I mean, there's still one out there for us if we want to grab him, but
yeah, it's probably,
I don't like seeing division rivals get players I like.
I think this is Troy Franklin because the Browns seemed interested in him. It's 85. He fell to us here. It's either him or Sanders would be my guess.
Yeah, they met with him twice. Listen, too. So
Roman Wilson was an op at Michigan. Now he's an op in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, yeah, fuck that guy. Listen, if we snag Franklin here, I don't think anybody can walk away from this draft as a Browns fan and be anything more than pumped.
Yeah.
You grab two guys that were guys that you wanted and you didn't have to do anything except for just sit and wait for them to fall to you. It's kind of like what the Ravens do a lot.
Yeah.
The Ravens will just, you're like, how did the Ravens get all these players? Oh, they just happened to be available when they picked. I'm excited, guys.
No, what if it goes completely left and they just go completely left field here? And you're like, Jeremiah Trotter, get a linebacker. Then what?
Wouldn't be upset with it.
No, I wouldn't be upset with it. I'd be, if it was a linebacker, I'd be shocked.
I would be shocked. Just do Franklin and let's just call it a day.
Yep, do Franklin so we can go home and talk about our new wide receiver, our new defensive tackle.
Come on.
Not that this matters at all, but it's just a random, weird, funny thing. Anytime I do a franchise in Madden, somehow, even if I'm not playing as the Browns, Troy Franklin's on the Browns. So that would be just ironic.
That's hilarious,
man. I don't like. We're just sitting here waiting.
I would have read.
Just like everybody at home. What's the chat saying right now? Let's go, Troy Franklin, linebacker from NC State.
Refresh.
Who we get, we will love. Susie, I like that.
Yes, thank you, Susie.
That you should have.
Susie, are you new or have you been in the chat before?
I don't recognize
Susie. I don't recognize Susie either.
That's the kind of fire we're looking for here.
Just coming in at 10:30 at night for the 85th pick in the draft. I know. Hey, welcome to the show.
We want to shout out everybody who's still here. We've been hovering, you know, in the triple digits with you guys for
three and a half hours
now. So we appreciate you guys hanging out with us for this entire night. We've said some dumb things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we said some stupid, silly things. Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Figured out what you like.
Do we have it?
No, not at least not on mine.
I might just...
Go ahead, right? Justin.
I just watch the screen. I don't have it.
Oh, you don't have
I'm
it.
I'm watching the screen.
I see the pick is in. I don't know who it is. Me neither. We should just all wait.
Yeah.
I'm watching on the TV.
I'm not even looking at my computer. I'm going away.
Same. I don't want to see.
Live reaction.
You can't make me.
Oh, they went to commercial. Damn it.
No, they did not.
I thought you said I thought you said Cam Marshall. I'm like, what? Who's this guy?
Who is this guy?
Yeah, we actually took Tejoris Jenkins the III. Leon Sandcastle.
That's what. It's not showing up on PFF.
I just got to vibrate, so it's in.
Don't look at it. Don't look at it.
The
Kenny.
Chat's moving.
The anticipation.
No, don't look. John.
I'm looking. I want to know.
Did you know? Did you see it?
Oh. No.
We're going to do this like how we used to before all this technology stuff.
Yeah.
Like back in my day.
Wait.
Like
we were just
back
having
in
to wait.
Kenny's yeah. day. Yeah. We're going to have to watch it on a TV or on a typewriter. Or whatever just enjoy that thing
was. This is like the football definition of edging.
All right.
Oh, it's boy. Officially
10 o'clock. Blake's talking about meat in his mouth.
Right.
It's weird.
It's not even up on PFF yet. What the F is going on?
Don't quit looking.
I'm looking, man. I'm trying to figure it out. Oh. Well, I see who the pick is.
Do you like it or not? Announce it then. Just
I don't think you guys are going to be quite as excited. The Cleveland Browns. Do you want to know?
I seen
it. No. Don't announce it.
No.
Okay. Fine.
I seen it.
We will wait. Ah, screw it. We're not waiting for the commercial break. Browns take offensive guard Zach Zinter from Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. Wow.
Oh, that's not. Yeah, that's not surprising at all.
So that tells me right there. They weren't even high on Troy Franklin.
Hmm.
What's going on there? I mean, he fell to you at 85. You still don't make a move.
Nope. So they got a guard. Zach Zitzer is one of the guys that I liked for the Browns later in the draft, like around this range. So, I mean, I think this is a good pick. We have got to get some sort of guard depth on the O-line, and I think this is a good pick. In the last 3 years, 731 snaps in 21, 917, and then 649 he's played. Looks like he started damn near every game he's played in college.
He was a stud. People loved him until he had that injury against Ohio State, correct?
Is that what? I don't remember.
Am I missing on this?
Yeah,
correct?
No,
yes.
No, you're 100%
Everybody
right.
loved the guy. Wasn't he projected to be like first round talent until that injury?
Yep.
100%. Or am I completely missing
here? He gave
here?
Up five hurries. That's it. Five hurries, no hits, no sacks in 12 games.
And it's just not a injury. Sexy pick. And I was getting edged. But I'm not mad. We, like you guys said, this is the round I had us taking an offensive lineman.
He's 6'6", 322. He's a senior. A little odd. He's 23 years old, so a little bit older for an Andrew Berry pick. But we talked about how the COVID year is kind of influencing that whole situation right now. This should probably be the last year that we're seeing some of these older prospects like that. But Zach Zinter, here we go.
And you can't be mad about drafting one of the best offensive linemen off one of the best offensive lines in the country that won the national championship.
Right.
And you got him at 85.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to know what I would do? Well, actually, you know what? Hey, my theory still stands. We got a Buckeye.
You're correct.
You know what I would do from here? We have, what, 2 5th-round picks and 2 6th-round picks remaining or something like that. I'm packaging. I'm moving up to some point within the next, probably 4th round, Javon Baker.
Okay. Are you going to get the receiver from Central Florida?
Yep. I would love that.
I wouldn't hate that, man. That sounds great to me. Sign me up.
But, well.
All right. There we go, guys.
That concludes the Browns' day 2 picks. Which means it concludes our show because some of these guys got real long drives. Kenny's got quite the hike back up to Canada.
Yeah.
So I didn't like Franklin. He's a bust written all over him. hey, like, we were pounding the drum for him, but
you could be right, man.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And the fact that I trust Andrew Berry wholeheartedly when it comes to this stuff. And if the he's sitting there at 85 and we still didn't draft him, they didn't require a trade or anything, and we still didn't pick him, I'm not going to be – Andrew Berry's just seeing the same thing that every other team is apparently seeing. And we don't know what it is, but something's going on.
Yeah, I agree.
But, all right. We appreciate you guys being here, hanging out with us for going on 4 hours. And this is our fourth draft episode we've ever done. We can't wait to do year five. Next year will be half a decade doing the Dogs podcast and covering the draft for you guys. And it just keeps getting better year in and year out. We're pumped to have guys like Kenny, Devontae, DF come here down for the draft. Thank you guys for making the hike. You guys made the experience better. It was fun.
Yeah, thanks for being here, guys.
Yeah, getting to meet Devontae. This is the first time we've got to meet Devontae in person.
Yeah, yep.
So that's awesome. And like I've said, all these guys are in the dog pack, and now we've met them in person. That Kenny's basically on the show. DF does episodes all the time. Devontae's done an episode. Like, the dog pack's just a really cool place, guys. You guys get to meet a lot of cool people from literally all over the country. So, these guys are living proof. Like, you guys get to come to cool podcast studios if you get in there and you're cool enough. We appreciate you guys coming in. What's up, man?
So we're talking about the dog pack, and if we don't just talk football, there's music in there. It's NASCAR, NASCAR fantasy, which I'm leading on right now. It's so much more than that. So honestly, Join the dog pack. We keep updated throughout the whole year. Talk about football. We'll talk about music. We'll talk about other stuff. So it's fun, and I'm glad to be a part of it with you guys.
Thank you, guys. Buddy. We appreciate you guys being here. We appreciate everybody who watched with us for the entire time. We appreciate everybody who's been watching with us since episode one. And if you guys watched that highlight video, you know it was not a fun episode to watch. Yeah. So all I know is if I was you and I saw that episode, there wouldn't have been an episode two of the Dogs podcast for me to watch. So the fact that you guys stuck it out and you're here with us now, we appreciate it. Thank you guys for being here. Make sure you guys stay tuned coming in, tomorrow. I'm sure we'll be updating the draft on our social media pages.
Yep.
We'll be putting out an episode sometime next week, recapping the entire draft and all that good stuff. Hey, DF has something to say.
I just want to say this to all the Browns fans out there. We have been through hell. We have been through war. And listen, for places like this, here at the Dogs podcast, there's the Cleveland media. We bitched about it. We complained about it for years. The effort, at least my effort, when I first started my channel, was like, hey, I'm not going to bitch about it. I'm going to do something to fix it. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to try to cover the team and do the best I can. Same thing here. You guys have been doing a fantastic job since day one. I haven't been here since day one, but pretty damn near close.
Pretty close.
And just the way that this thing has grown, and just the different people in and out, and just the different conversations, getting to meet everybody. Guys like Kenny coming in from a whole nother country to be a part of stuff like this. I just want to say for everybody in the chat, whether if you've been here day one, whether if you just joined recently, this is not going anywhere. The Cleveland Browns are not going anywhere. And, I say it all the time. You better fucking get used to the Cleveland Browns, because this team is a team that's going to be here for a long, long time. And same thing goes for Cleveland media now, right? The Tony Grossies of the world, not to call them out, but listen.
Call them out.
Hey, this is why we do what we do. We want to give you the best content covering this team, because this team deserves all the love, all the praise. We love the Cleveland Browns. You guys love the Cleveland Browns. Hey, we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
All right, guys. We appreciate everybody being here, hanging out with us for 3.5 hours. If you're out and about watching the draft somewhere, get home safe. Have a good night. We'll see you guys sometime early next week when we recap the entire draft. Until then, stay safe. Have a good rest of your weekend. Thank you. And we'll see you guys again soon.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
This episode is brought to you by Danger Coffee. Browns fans, we talk about how Danger Coffee is made free from mold toxins that are in 45% of the world's coffee, but that's not all that Danger Coffee has to offer. Mineral and nutrient deficiencies are a big deal. They make you feel sick, tired, stressed, and they can give you brain fog. These deficiencies negatively affect your immune system, your digestion, sleep, metabolism. Have you ever wondered why you get an initial burst from your coffee, but then you get that little crash not long after? Danger Coffee's patent-pending process remineralizes your body with more than 50 trace minerals and electrolytes, leaving you more energized, engaged, powerful. These micronutrients enter the cells to boost performance. They bind to toxins to provide detoxification support. I know that sounds like a lot, but the bottom line, guys, is minerals matter. And most of us really don't get enough of them on a daily basis. Danger Coffee delivers micronutrients, plus it gives you access to the minerals you already have. Head to dangercoffee.com, use our code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, for 10% off your order. And that code can be used over and over, so you get 10% off every order you make using code DAWGS. It's time to start every day off with a cup of coffee that gets you going and actually keeps you going. dangercoffee.com, code DAWGS.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.